بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ذکر و شغل میں تصور الی السماء کا حکم. ارشاد: ذکر و شغل تلاوت میں تصور حق تعالی کی، تصور حق تعالی کی جانب بلا تکلف آسمان کی جانب بند ہے تو اس کے دفع کرنے کا قصد بالکل نہ کرے. یہ تصور فطری ہے، دفع نہیں ہو سکتا اور کوئی اس سے خالی نہیں، لیکن بالقصد ایسا نہ کرے. ذکر و شغل میں تصور الی السماء کا حکم. ارشاد: ذکر و شغل تلاوت میں تصور حق تعالی کی جانب بلا تکلف آسمان کی جانب بند ہے تو اس کے دفع کرنے کا قصد بالکل نہ کرے. یہ تصور فطری ہے، دفع نہیں ہو سکتا اور کوئی اس سے خالی نہیں، لیکن بالقصد ایسا نہ کرے. ذکر و شغل میں تصور الی السماء کا حکم. ارشاد: ذکر و شغل تلاوت میں تصور حق تعالی کی جانب بلا تکلف آسمان کی جانب بند ہے تو اس کے دفع کرنے کا قصد بالکل نہ کرے. یہ تصور فطری ہے، دفع نہیں ہو سکتا اور کوئی اس سے خالی نہیں، لیکن بالقصد ایسا نہ کرے. ذکر و نماز میں گدگدی قلب کی علامت بست کی ہے. ارشاد: ذکر و نماز میں اگر قلب میں گدگدی معلوم ہو تو یہ حالت بست ہے. ذکر میں تو اگر ضبط نہ ہو سکے تو ضبط نہ کرے، لیکن نماز میں ضبط رکھے. ذکر و شغل میں تصور الی السماء کا حکم. ارشاد: ذکر و شغل تلاوت میں تصور حق تعالی کی جانب بلا تکلف آسمان کی جانب بند ہے تو اس کے دفع کرنے کا قصد بالکل نہ کرے. یہ تصور فطری ہے، دفع نہیں ہو سکتا اور کوئی اس سے خالی نہیں، لیکن بالقصد ایسا نہ کرے. ذکر و نماز میں گدگدی قلب کی علامت بست کی ہے. ارشاد: ذکر و نماز میں اگر قلب میں گدگدی معلوم ہو تو یہ حالت بست ہے. ذکر میں تو اگر ضبط نہ ہو سکے تو ضبط نہ کرے، لیکن نماز میں ضبط رکھے.
And your mind can go in different directions. Sometimes you are thinking of Allah Ta'ala, and that's what you're supposed to be doing, but your attention goes towards the heaven. Why it will go towards the heaven? Because you believe Allah Ta'ala to be high, understand Him to be, the mind will go to the heaven. Why? Because understand Allah Ta'ala to be full of majesty, full of greatness and high. So as you think of Him to be full of majesty, then it is just natural that your mind, your imagination will go in that direction. So if your mind is going in that direction, then don't try to avert and divert that thought, because it's natural. When it's natural, then diverting the thought may not be the ideal thing. Sometimes an individual is trying to fight his mind, the thoughts. Now, fighting the mind is not a solution for concentration. Don't think now, those thoughts are coming, negative thoughts are coming, and I'll fight them and I'll discipline the thoughts. When you try to push away one thought, another thought will come with even great force. Push the second one, another thought will come. So the whole namaz will be just fighting. So these thoughts, don't pay attention. Just do your work. And many of these thoughts are just natural. Like I say, your mind goes towards the heaven, skies. So it's natural for your mind to go in that way. So sometimes, a person that is doing zikr, shaghal, or namaz, then his mind is going in that type of directions. So that's not a thing to be worried about, or a thing to be afraid about. Best is just keep your work and carry on. The thoughts will do their work and you do your work. And the idea is that the thoughts is not in your control. And the thoughts don't pollute the mind. See, thought is like a, understand the thought as a road, right? It's a road. So the road, the greatest sheikh of the time will walk on that road, and the greatest iblis also will walk on the same road. But because of that iblis walking on the throne, does that road become a curse now? It's a thoroughfare, open, free, public thoroughfare, so everything will pass. So the mind is with that. This thing goes past, that thing goes past, everything goes past. So you don't concern yourself about these things here. Sometimes Shaitan mixes you up by putting these thoughts here. Say, so long in the making zikr, jamaat, khanka, madrasa, and still this type of thoughts. So his idea is to frustrate you or to make you despondent. So why must you listen to him? If your Labak didn't tell you that I've written you off because of your thoughts, if he didn't say this, then why should you be concerned about it? Do your work. The thing will do its work, you do your work. So the best solution is, don't pay attention, do your work. And now then, at intervals you can say, Allah is watching me, Allahu Naziri, Allahu Ma'i, Allah is with me, and Allah is watching me. So this will just revive your thought. Otherwise you carry on your work. Don't allow your mind to be all getting disturbed, right? Sometimes in the zikr, when you feel a certain type of a ticklish feeling within the heart, gudgudi. Right. So it's a good sign, some type of a, that's an indication of burst, that things are opening out for you. Right. So it's a good feeling. So if it happens in the zikr, if you want to stop it, you can stop it. Which happens the zikr, then just carry on. Getting some feelings and you want to shriek now, Allahu. You're making zikr, and in the midst of the zikr, some of these feelings are coming up. Right. Sometimes excessive love of Allah Ta'ala, sometimes excessive fear of Allah Ta'ala, and you want to burst out. So out of namaz, if you burst out or you shriek, it's alright, not a problem. But if it's in namaz, then just control yourself. Then you can't do all these things. In namaz you can't do it. Out of namaz, right, you burst out, you express the feelings of your heart, right, then it's alright. But in namaz, you know, something may just invalidate your namaz. Sometimes it may make your namaz makruh, etc. So in namaz, just control yourself. Out of namaz, if these things happen, then alhamdulillah, don't invite it, but if it does come, it's alright.
Namaz ke andar na zikr lisani chahiye na qalbi. Irshad namaz mein na zikr lisani kare na qalbi. Khud tawajjuh ila salah isme matloob hai. قلب جاری ہونا کوئی اصطلاح فن کی نہیں، مطلوب ذکر میں ملکہ یادداشت ہے، خواہ اس کا کچھ ہی نام ہو.
In your namaz, you don't engage in ذکر verbally or mentally. You don't engage in ذکر in the course, the duration of your namaz. This will happen more when you are in the sirri namazes, soft namaz, Zuhar namaz, Asr namaz, for the last two rakats of Zuhar and the last two rakats of the Isha and the last rakat of the Maghrib. So that is if you are following an imam, right? But even if you are performing the namaz individually, then don't engage in zikr at that time. So where should your mind be then? Mutawajjih ila salah, mustaqbilan ila salatihi. Your focus is towards your namaz. Right? When you're behind the imam, the easy way to build up that concentration is to follow the wordings of the recitation. Right? And when you are in your namaz also, the easy way to build it up is just follow the words. Right? Now, following the words is easier than trying to understand. Right? Because when you are listening to a foreign language, then the first encounter is of the words and then to the meaning. Right? It's your own language, then the first stroke your mind goes towards the meaning. It's your own language. From small you're talking that language, so your mind goes straight. Right? But if it's not your language, then first your mind just registers the words and thereafter it goes towards the translation. So now, say for example, the imam is saying Alhamdulillah Ya Rabbil Alameen, you're still working out the meaning, and the imam is going to Ar-Rahman Ya Rahim. Or if it's your own namaz also, you try to work out the Alhamdulillah, and you buy Malik Yawmiddin now. What will happen? There will be a whole disturbance in your namaz. So the easy thing for most people is just concentrate, just follow the wording. Yeah. Here and there, the meaning came, very good, mashallah. But don't make it a point now to go towards the meaning. So one is the zikr al-qalbi and one is zikr al-lisani, but you don't engage in that. Just engage on the wording. So that's an easy way to get the concentration of the namaz. Just the words. And what can support this, what can help this is at intervals you think it can be my last namaz. You know? So let me do it right. And just now one thought was coming to me. See the article that you read this morning, Abu Rabi, and about that goat and the honey and the milk, right? So the story ends up is that this milk that is produced is on account of the goodness of the heart. So now goodness of the heart brings about the prosperity. All the good that comes from the goodness of the heart. So you have to keep monitoring the heart that it behaves. Because the mind wants to go everywhere. Look at this, look at that. An-nafsuka tifl in turdi'hu yurdi'u yardau. وَإِن تُمْهِلْهُ يَمْهَلُ. If you give it the free rein, it will just carry on, wild, right? And if you hold the reins, it will come back, right? That's the mind, right? So now, how to get some level of discipline to the mind? Because you want goodness. See, how you understand this? Surah Muhammad, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ زَادَوْ هُدَوْ. So those who accept what you're supposed to be doing at that time, you accept it, right? What guidance, whatever you're supposed to be accepting at that moment, you accepted it. Submission with humility, it's Allah Pak's word, and I'm accepting it. So in lieu of that, Allah Pak says, Zadam, I give you something additional. Right. Because what I've given you, you're taking it. When you're taking it, then I'll give you more. Like, think of your mother when you were a child, right? So, when I say don't worry, eat nicely. You want more, I'll give you more. So, if you're eating well, and you're finishing it up, she'll just refill, right? Won't she refill? So, can there be anybody more kind and compassionate than Allah? So if you're using it well, it will give you a refill. So that hidayat that he gave you, using it well. So that he will give you a refill. Zadam hudaw wa atam taqwam, an additional taqwa in you. So the way is now then to monitor the heart, kafru the heart. But now, what is the easy way to monitor the heart? Because the whole thing revolves around the heart. See, like you, example, you went for 3 days. Now you did it well. So Allah gives you the tawfiq to go for 40 days. Why? You did the 3 days very well. But now you didn't do the 3 days, I can't go on. But now you're doing it very well. Very, very well. So Allah will give you more, give you some extra. But you must do it very well. But then all this is subjected to the goodness of your heart. But now, then how do you maintain the discipline of the heart? So one easy way, nowadays the maktab, because tasheer series, you know, everything to simplify everything, right? So how to make this easy? So in your mind, you are, as though you ask me another, you bring another, let me behave first. Let my heart behave. All thoughts will come to you. Oh, you know, that chap, he did this to me. 30 years ago he did. So those thoughts, shaitan will come. Uskur kada. Lima lam yaskur. You didn't think about it now, then. Namash, anything will come. Yeah, what he told me that day. I have to just settle this score with him. So all those old thoughts, shaitan will just replay them. So, you don't have, see, the worst thing is to fight the thought. Don't fight. You ask Allah Ta'ala. You ask Allah Ta'ala, I'm helpless. You let me behave in the way that you will like. Like, understand? You have come to meet your friend, right? And now his dog is barking. You're going to charge the thing. I'm going to charge it. You're going to try to charge it, it'll become more wild. And if your friend gets to know that you're charging his dog, then he also will be disappointed, right? So now, your friend, you know, is about just 2 meters away. Maybe he can't see you, but you know he's about 2 meters away. So what is the most logical thing? Is call on him. Call the friend. Dost, kutta pareshan kar raha hai. So you call him, Allah Ta'ala, this shaitan is troubling me, you help me out. Call yourself. Begging Allah Ta'ala, that you allow me to behave. Please allow me to behave. So that I can also get an additional giving, because the additional good comes with the additional grace. When he graces you, then you can do the additional good. Right? And if he doesn't grace you, then إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ يَخْذُرْكُمْ, if he leaves you out there, where you stand? You can't move anywhere. So you're doing it, and in your mind, Basilabad, help me out, please. Let me behave. So that extra that you're giving, I can also enjoy from that extra. So you're bringing Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala likes that, from your mind. وَالَّذِينَ هَتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَوْا. Give you more, give an additional amount. One that is given you, appreciate it. And those negative thoughts, don't get pareshan, don't get annoyed. You do your work. So that dog is barking now. So you're calling your friend. What happened? It comes straight to your rescue, isn't it? So you're asking Allah Ta'ala, he'll come to your rescue.
معمولات کی زیادتی رمضان میں خلاف دوام نہیں. ارشاد, اگر کوئی رمضان شریف تک کے لیے اپنے معمولات برحالے اور آئندہ دوام کی امید نہ ہو تو یہ خلاف دوام نہیں, کیونکہ اول ہی سے دوام کا قصد نہیں. حدیث میں ہے کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اعمال رمضان میں زیادہ ہو جاتے تھے.
گائیڈ لائن ان تصوف از, وین یو ٹیک اپ اے معمول دین بی کانسٹنٹ. Doing 100 times tar kalima, 100 times istighfar, and see that you're doing it diligently every day. Don't leave out. Because Your progress is subject to your diligence. How diligent you are, that is your progress. Doing it one day, not doing it one day, it doesn't work very well. Like the doctor put you onto pressure tablets, right? Taking one day and 5 days not taking them, will it work? Put you onto sugar tablets. One day you're taking in, then 5 days not taking it, can be a problem, right? Problematic. So, therefore they say, what routine you have adopted for yourself, that be diligent, do it every day. Ali radiallahu anhu and Fatima radiallahu anha were the first persons to hear the Tasbih Fatimi. When she complained about the work, etc., they were the first persons that heard about the Tasbih Fatimi. So Ali radiallahu anhu became so punctual on that, Bukhari Sharif is called it. He says, I didn't even leave it out. On the night of Siffin, I was very busy, but at night I remembered that the Tasbih of Fatim was left out to be done and complete before sleeping. So I made sure that I completed the Tasbih and then I went to sleep. So this Ma'mulat, they work for you, right? They work for you, they open up the roads for you, but the requirement is that you be diligent. See, whatever Ma'mulat, I know some woman from Johannesburg. So, our South African crowd is such, they can't stay one place. It's a nomadic tribe. Today here, tomorrow that side, beach, picnic, shopping, they can't stay one place. It's not like what I saw in India. India, staying put, you see the ustas, you see the families. One place they're staying there 3 years, not moving anywhere. A wedding or something, all right, after 1-2 years, they're going somewhere. But now, our tribe is a little bit different now, right? But she said that her ma'amul was to read about 60 paras every day. And husband likes to go everywhere. So, she'll make sure that when she returns, she does her 60 paras, then goes to sleep. Never leave it out. It will take time, obviously, but if a woman can do it, isn't it shameful for us? She's putting us away. She's doing it, then going to sleep. So this ma'mulat, you don't leave it. Irrespective of the circumstance, do it. Find the time. Like, if you're busy now, you will leave out the eating completely. You may just postpone it, but you'll see that you eat. As an example, you'll postpone the eating perhaps, but you'll leave it out totally. You'll eat. And the easy way to get the ma'mulat right is, say, you tell yourself that you only enjoy the meal after the ma'mulat is over. Subject yourself to the meal, see. So the food is very important to us. Now, you tell yourself you'll only eat after you have completed your ma'mul. Then you'll find the time how to complete, right? So that's the first way to get your ma'mulat online. And the second is, just come early to the masjid. See, your ma'mulat takes you 40 minutes, 45 minutes to complete, right? So, one namaz or two namaz, come at least 40 minutes, 50 minutes before the time. Everything, you get everything in order. But provided when you come to the masjid, then you're not playing with your phone, not looking around. Everything is in silent mode, and you're just concentrating on your work. See, this phone is a disaster, really. When you're hearing complaints from men, complaints from women, complaints from homes, children, everybody, all the complaints about the phone. To me it seems like a big shaitan. There may be about 10% benefit, but 90% is a disaster from the complaints that I always receive all the time. So, the importance of completing the ma'mulat. You don't do that, then you'll have a fall. You can't go smooth. You can't see you're driving well, and then you'll have a fall. And now you have to fix up again. Right? So this morning you read that, right? That sometimes there's a memory loss. You forget dini things. Sometimes you get a loss in your tahajjud, sometimes in your wealth, right? But some wrong that you're doing. Sometimes your ma'mula that you're leaving out. Then when you have that, you've done that ma'mula, you build up a strength to do things. But now that began to collapse, then your amal began to collapse. So everything is affected. Azadi Ramadan should take, Azadi Ramadan should take about 3 hours, 5 hours at a time to do his ma'mulat every day. He'll find the time. 3 hours, 5 hours, he'll do it. Every day. He became the Amir, not like just sitting on that, but punctual on his ma'mulat. Now, I said ma'mulat must be diligent and constant. But now, Ramadan, the guideline for Ramadan is different. Because Ramadan, even the hadith encourages you to do more, right? When qama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban, and then the things that you're supposed to be reciting, kalima la ilaha illallah, istighfar, lama innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa, then Rasulullah was doing the door of Jibreel alayhi salam. Yeah. So the month of Ramadan is an exception to the rule, right? So you will naturally do more in the month of Ramadan. So you won't take that as a ma'amul, as a routine. This is now just restricted to Ramadan. But you will do more, but you won't count that as my new routine. When you go after Ramadan, you can carry on with your old routine. So the day you're doing a little bit more, you've got some time, you know, do a little bit more Quran recitation, not a problem. But don't leave out the routine. See, if your routine is to read 5 sifaras, what is recommended for hafiz is that they should at least be doing 5 sifaras a day, every hafiz. All our elders, some would go up to 10 sifaras, some would go up to 15 sifaras, and some every day a khatam, right? They should do 15 sifaras every day. But now, then you have to be diligent, you have to be on the course. On the course, you'll find the time. Now, he has to, when you look at his life, he has to attend 10 mashwaras, 5 bayans, du'as, the people's complaints, correspondence, right? Such a busy schedule, but you would find the time to do 15 sifaras every day. So, if there's a will, you can do it. So now I'm too busy, then you'll be too busy. So, one is a daily routine, and one is a Ramadan routine. So, Ramadan routine is like an exception to the rule.
Zaif ka amal qaleel bhi usool maqsood ke liye kaafi hai. Irshad, qawi ke amal kaseer mein jo asar hai, ضعیف کے عمل قلیل میں وہی اثر ہے. ضعیف کو اسی عمل قلیل سے بھی انشاءاللہ مقصود کے لیے کافی ہے.
See how this guideline, how it works. See, if you're working at a company, right? And you fall ill, don't they give you a sick leave? And don't they remunerate you for that day? Yeah? They remunerate you, though you were not working, right? So the same happens here. Now you're doing your work, right? And you fell ill. When you fell ill now, you can't do up to that level that you used to do when you were well, right? So that is giving you some comfort that you're not feeling well, you're weak, and because of your weakness and not feeling well, you can't be performing to up to optimum, then Allah will give you the same reward. See, like the sick leave. If a man can do it, won't Allah do it? But then the secret in this is that then you do work, right? Now, see, you kept a routine of, say, 8 siparas every day, right? And you fell ill, so Allah will credit you with 8 siparas because you had a good routine. But if you had a routine of half sipara every day, then you're carrying credit only for the half a sipara. So if your routine is right, then the days that you are a bit weak, not feeling well, right? Something happened, so you're getting the same credit. It's being passed on to you, right? And if you're not doing it, then no credit. So that person that is weak for some reason, obviously he's going to feel I'm left out, you know. I can't do like others can do. So he mustn't feel depressed about it. He'll get the same reward. So he's doing a routine and now he's not feeling well. He can't come. Can't manage. Can't walk sometimes, right? Sometimes he needs to be carried around, sometimes in a wheelchair, right? Sometimes. So he can't do what he used to be doing when he was well and healthy. So he mustn't fall into a state of depression. So, you know, everybody is doing it, I can't do it. Everybody is doing it, and I can't do it. He mustn't feel that. Don't lose sight of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah is so gracious, then why must you? Who gives you the right to limit his mercy? You've been doing it, and each time I see your right. So why must you now restrict the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? So this is a mistake that we make nowadays. We try and restrict, and what Allah wants from us, ana in the zanni abdi bi. You think good of me, I'll bless you. But do the work and think good. It mustn't be that you're not doing any work and having expectation. Now, you don't start working in a shop, don't do anything, right? Sitting at home, say, oh, hey man, a shop will make millions. Does it happen? You have to take the initiative, do some work, and have hopes in Allah. So what you can do that much, and with that, don't lose sight of the mercy of Allah.
Ji lagne ka qasd o intizar na karna, tawajjuh aur mudawamat e ikhtiyari mein kotahi na karna husool e maqsood ke liye kafi hai. Irshad, kisi khas wazife mein ye koi khas asar nahi ke isse ibadat mein ji lagne lage. Is tarah iski aur koi tadbeer bhi nahi. اس واسطے محققین کی تعلیم ہے کہ اس کا یعنی جی لگنے کا نہ قصد کرے نہ انتظار کرے, کام میں لگا رہے, اور جتنی توجہ اور مداومت اختیار میں ہے اس میں کوتاہی نہ کرے. بس اسی پر تمام برکات مرتب ہو جاتے ہیں. جو اس وقت سمجھ میں بھی نہیں آ سکتے بعد ترتب نظر آ جائیں گے.
Don't wait to see the right concentration. Don't wait for that. Or don't work yourself in a way that you may get the full concentration. In the state that you are, you can only work. Now you're waiting to get the optimum concentration to do the work. Don't do that. Right? In the very state that you are, start the work. Right? And as you start off the work, the Allah Pak will bless you as well with better levels of concentration. But now you're waiting for that concentration to do the work, or if you don't get that concentration and you feel that you're a failure, then it's wrong. That's stupidity. Do the work. But what they encourage us, see, is we don't speak unnecessarily and don't meet unnecessarily. Where there is a need to speak, you speak. Right? Where there is a need to meet, you meet. I have to say this now. Some people go by the book too much, too hard, right? So your immediate family is an exception to the rule. But your wife, children, parents, right? Grandparents, uncles, they are an exception to the rule. So them you have to be a little bit more warm and more graceful towards them, right? Rather than soon thinking like, hey, you know, came with the khanqa, not talking, not meeting. What happened to you? Kya hua usko? So your children, your wife, your parents are an exception to the rule. They're normal, like how you will. And don't talk in a way that leaves them either upset or they feel hurt, you know. So you know, you must talk less now. So now, you went for one dawah and came back. So your wife asked you, and you got that guideline, you must talk less. So she asked you, you ate? Yeah. What do you ate? Food. You can speak like that, right? But is that the way to speak? You heard the person. She's so close to you, right? She was alright, you know, they give us starters, gajar Allah. Then they give us that vegetable achar, right? Whatever it was. Then biryani came, and at the end, I was missing you. But, you know. So now they feel happy. When you talk to them, so there are some people that you have talked, right? Your wife, children, your parents, you talk to that to cheer them up, right? And if your niyat is right, for that also is a reward. إِدْخَالُ السُّرُورِ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. To cheer your Muslim brothers up. Now, you can't talk to everybody like that. If you talk to everybody like that, then you will have no time for yourself. Others, let it be short, to the point, and move on. But your wife, children, parents, your immediate folks, your brothers, then just be a little bit open and cheer. So don't wait now for that ideal concentration to come for your work. Do it in the state you are. And I say the thing that helps you is talking less and meeting less. Otherwise, if you now you're obsessed with talking and socializing, then you're zikr thing, I have to meet this person here. So when I want to meet him, what will talk? So your mind is engaged now for a topic to be discussed. And there was no need to discuss the topic. But now, because you want to socialize, so you'll have to have some things to be discussing. But if you didn't have that, hey, let me do my work. I meet the person, we talk, if there's a need. So your main thing becomes zikr, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, and some dini work. That's the main concern. Other things are all side issues. We'll attend to them when the time comes.
اضافہ معمول بقدر تحمل و نشاط چاہیے. ارشاد, اگر ذاکر کا دل کسی روز معمول سے زیادہ ذکر کرنے کو چاہے تو التزام تو اتنا ہی رکھے جتنا معمول ہے, لیکن حسب نشاط بقدر تحمل اضافہ کر لینا مزائقہ نہیں.
One is your routine, right? So that it's very important that you maintain the routine properly, diligently do it. The routine must be maintained. See how it works. For the body to function right, you need to see that you eat right, right? Proteins, carbs, vitamins, etc. If all is taken right, in the right measure, then by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, then your body functions right. That amount of activity that you're supposed to be doing, you do that activity, and for that day you feel nice. Right? That's how the body was supposed to be used. So when you use it, then you feel nice. So the same applies for the ma'mud, routine, right? Spiritually you'll feel good, you'll feel enthusiastic and moving, right? But now, someday, it may be that you feel very enthusiastic, right? So the day you feel very enthusiastic, right? And provided you got the strength and the energy. One is enthusiasm, and number two is you got the energy, right? On that day, if you do a little bit more, it's alright. And you got that enthusiasm, and you got that energy, right? You know, see, you were yesterday now, I have meals after Isha, right? So then, I have to spoil you, they'll send some ice cream, right? I don't know, that's my weak point, right? So they'll send it at that time. So you eat, alright, no problem. But then, don't feed the whole cup up. Ramzan time, you know, there are so much karke khao. See, you eat or overeat this and that, the whole day, the stomach is rumbling. Not working here, stomach is not right, rumbling, grumbling, right? There is now eating anything and everything. So Ramadan time, just see that your eating habits are disciplined. If it's disciplined well, then the whole day goes nice, you feel nice. And for that moment you'll have to restrain. Because now there's so much of varieties, you know. On one side there's steak, then there's mutton, then there's chicken, then there's butter, then Portuguese and all that. You want to do justice to everything, then there'll be a great injustice to your stomach. You do justice to that, and injustice, then is it fair that? The eyes will feel happy, the tongue will feel nice, but the real oppressed will be the stomach. If that thing is oppressed now, grumbling all day, not feeling right. I can't take false fruits also, you know. Can't do anything. Trying to get the stomach clear, you can't get it right. Why? Because of the misbehavior on the table. If you behave yourself, it's not right. This is my portion, I must eat this much. Relax and eat it nicely. Don't overdo it. The whole day will go bad. Recitation not right. Namaz not right. The mamulat are not right. Everything gets affected.
Mufid Tareen Zikr. Irshad Ziyada Qurb La Ilaha Illallah Mehe Ke Ye Ma'thur Hai. Urdu Se Azkar Illallah Ya Allah Allah Maslihati Yaksui Ke Liye Tajweez Hote Hai. واقعی تجربہ سے ذکر مأثور اوفق بالطبائع ہے اور اس لیے انفع بھی ہے.
ذکر مذکور
ذکر مأثور مأثور مأثور
مأثور so they encourage the person, right? Now you complete your معمولات everything, right? So, are you walking, or you're driving, right? Or you got some time, right? Then it's good now to recite either Allahu Allah or La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, because that's the zikr of the zikr, La ilaha illallah. Nothing greater than La ilaha illallah. Right? So that's how you can occupy yourself. Allahu Allah or La ilaha illallah, whatever your heart takes more to, so that is rooted in your heart. When that's rooted in your heart, then your level of concentration also grows, because this is what will root in your heart. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, root in your heart. And someone wants to read Allahu Allah, he finds more illallah, illallah. Someone read in the rhythm, also is alright, because it will build your concentration. Reading a rhythm, a little bit of a sweet tone, it builds your concentration. Is good. But it says, Mawlana says here, just remember that the zikr ma'asur, in other words, what's been reported from the hadith, then there can't be anything greater than that, right? Like zikr ma'asur, how it will apply to us. Now, for example, coming to the masjid, there are du'as to be read, right? Bismillah, as-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi, iftah li abwaaba rahmatik, right? Going to the toilet. Now then don't put your mind to Allahu Allah. Then what is the stipulated du'a for that occasion? Then that is the most effective. Coming out of the masjid, what du'a? Getting in, putting on your clothes, what du'a to be read, you're sitting to eat, what du'a is to be read, the dasturkhan is, you ate, the dasturkhan is raised, what du'a should be read. Those du'as for those occasions, that is the best. There can't be anything better, because that came from the beast law, right? So the zikr that was recommended for that occasion by the beast law, then that will be the best. And you can't say, now my sheikh said, do this. Because the sheikh of all the mashaykh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when if he recommended, then that must take precedence in our lives. This is dua at that time. This is dua at this time. Yeah. This is how I will wear my clothing, right? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like it to be like that. So that takes precedence in the life of a Muslim. In the small things and the big things. How did he do it? How must I do it? What was the spirit that he had? Let me try and conform to that.
شغل کی حد ارشاد اگر ذکر میں دل لگ جائے تو شغل کی غرض حاصل ہو گئی, شغل کی حاجت نہیں. اسی لیے ذکر توجہ کے ساتھ صاحب نسبت کے لیے شغل سے مغنی ہے.
ذکر توجہ کے ساتھ,
ذکر توجہ کے ساتھ صاحب نسبت کے لیے شغل سے مغنی ہے.
Normally when they talk of shaghal, shaghal refers to things that are done mentally, not verbally. Things that are done verbally. How you get muraqabah is meditating, right? Meditation, right? So it's also a type of a zikr, but it's done mentally. And meditation also can be proven, right? Because Allah Ta'ala admonishes you, and at the end of the admonition he says, فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ, take a lesson. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So this أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ فَاعْتَبِرُوا, I ask you, is it something done verbally, physically or mentally? Mentally, right? So that means that muraqabah, etc., can be proven. Then, أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ فَاعْتَبِرُوا أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, right? Now, the second thing in meditation, what they ask you to make muraqabah over. So understand, there's nothing that is superstitious here, but nothing that is mysterious, you know. Someone is thinking he's a muraqabah, but he went to the first heaven, went to Jannat now, where is he now? So the whole essence of muraqabah is to engage the mind in a thought that will bring you close to Allah Ta'ala. Right? To engage the mind in a thought that will bring you close to Allah Ta'ala. Like now someone is making muraqabah of mawt, right? Of death. So that's also one way to bring you close to Allah Ta'ala. So one day I shall give up everything. I'll be boxed up, right? All alone. People just leave me and carry on, right? Rain, storm, snow, wind, I'll be just left all alone. So what helps there at that moment, that crucial moment, that pitiful sight, right? What will help me there? So you're engaging your thought, you're engaging your mind in a thought that brings you close to Allah Ta'ala. Because the more you move yourself away from this world, then you go on to the next life. The more you move away from this world, right? Fancies, the attractions, the beauty, whatever, right? If you move away from that, then your mind will go on to the next life. Sometimes you can think, for example, alright, I heard about Jannat, right? So let me put my mind onto Jannat. What Allah Pak has got. Right? So for this action, I get this in Jannat. For this action, I get this in Jannat, right? Ibrahim alayhi salam also passed his salam to the ummah and to see the Jannat aqi'an, one fertile land, right? But the development in Jannat, your subhanallah, alhamdulillah, the gardens, the orchards, the buildings, is that right? So understand, so your mind is going around that way, right? But I'll have to build up my Jannat, right? So what will develop my Jannat? But do something. So you engage your mind in a thought that will bring you closer to the hereafter, to Allah Ta'ala, and take you further from this transitory, fleeting, deceitful life. See, And if you don't do that, your mind just gets locked up in this deceit. So I need this type of a car, and the kitchen needs a granite top, and something more advanced than a granite top, I need that also. What about this accessory? I don't have that machine. The mind will keep going on that chakra. You take your mind on that, and so it goes into reality. You're going into the realm of reality. When you go into the realm of reality now, and you lock yourself up. That helps you to remember Allah Ta'ala more, right? But now, one is the person that is coming up, and one is the person who is already there. Right? So the one that is coming up, he needs this thing here. He needs to get his mind thinking along these lines. Right? But the one is that is already there now, the Bhakti has blessed him, then he can just do the zikrs and the Quran recitation. He doesn't engage his mind so much, because his mind is already there. As though he's living amongst us, right? Physically he's around, but mentally he's not with us. Mentally he's somewhere else. Though he seems like physically he's with us, right? But really, he's not with us, he's somewhere else. And you see now, all friends, right, sitting and eating, right? And now he's newly married, first week, right? So, he said, what are you talking? What happened? So you get to know that physically he's with us, right? But mentally he's elsewhere. Right? So your mind has gone so deep into the hereafter that you are with the brothers, right? Cheering a bit, but your mind is not there. Mind is in the hereafter.
Mubtadi ko zikr aur muntahi ko tilawat. Irshad, mubtadi ke liye zikr se zyada shagaf munasib hai, muntahi ke liye tilawat hai.
The one that is starting on, right? Starting. Then it's more beneficial for him to engage in zikr. Like I said, Allahu Allah, la ilaha illallah, or illallah, so it's good for him. Sometimes audibly, sometimes in a sweet voice, right? So for the person that's beginning, then that's more beneficial for him. Right? The idea is to get him on, right? So there must be something that will put him on. See? He doesn't just come on straight. So you give him small doses, and he's coming on, Right? Now then his heart has taken on to zikr. Taken a serious liking, right? Like how you get, one man came here, he came in this state that he was taking 90 cigarettes a day. He said, hey, how does this happen? 90 cigarettes a day, because I'm trying to work it out. There's 12 hours in the day. You can only pull one for an hour, you know. How are they managing? Well, now, it's such an addiction, before the one is finished, the second one is lighted, in the bath you got the same thing, eating the same thing, toilet the same thing. So, that routine, that mamul of 90 is not left out. See that 90. I was wondering how they do it, how they must be doing it on the lockdown, you know, the lockdown, no cigarettes. But they made their way to his house. So for the beginner, the more zikr, to bring you to the original, right? And the one that is already on, then for him is more Quran Sharif Tilawat. So this is the beginner, the one that's already on now. So the better, the more beneficial thing for him will be Quran Sharif Tilawat. Sunya, the zikr. Sunya, the Quran Sharif Tilawat. But I explained, a hafiz must do at least about 5 sipara a day. Right? Then after that, then some zikr, whatever zikr.
Istighfar wa nadamat ki zarurat. Irshad, agar bawajhe kasrat karobar ke معمولات و اوراد پورا نہ کر سکے تو جتنا ہو سکے کرتا رہے جو کمی رہ جائے استغفار و ندامت سے اس کی تلافی کرے کام بنانے کے لیے کافی ہے
sometimes people have a misconcept that I got a busy schedule, then I can't go into tasawwuf because so much of zikr and so much of muraqabah and shuffle, all that. So that shaykh is not a shaykh who recommends one prescription for everybody. Because everybody one prescription. One he said do 10,000, and the other he said do 500. So he understands the background. He understands the person, and according to that person's life and his schedule, he will make a recommendation. So what Hazrat says here, rahmatullahi alayh, is you do right, what you can do, and now because you got a very, very busy schedule, you're doing how much you can do, and you will compensate with istighfar and some level of remorse. Like, I couldn't do so much that I'm supposed to be doing. So he's compensating with that istighfar. So he'll square, he'll come on the same level. See? So this tasawwuf is for everybody. See? We think tasawwuf means like a dream, seeing some light, an angel must come to you. You know, have an experience like Sayyid Baghdadi, right? In 2 minutes you can be in Makkah Muqarrah from here. Right? So that's not tasawwuf. That. Tasawwuf is just the zahir and the batin, right? Get the zahir and the batin, right? That's the whole idea. But now, the adat is you can't do it yourself. You can't get your zahir and your batin right on your own. You need to have go for a training. Like, you can't become a doctor on your own, can you? You can't treat yourself with some complications. You need some training. Go for the training. Inshallah, you'll see your problems and the road will open out to you. You'll get an understanding. Get an understanding, and my understanding is that the person that came into it, right, then the quality of his work really improved. Whether he was an ustad, or whether he's at a madrasa, whether he's in a maktab, whether he is in jamaat, but the quality of his work thereafter really, really progressed, sometimes 10 times more. What he was doing, and now he went through this training of Islah, Zahir and Batin. Now the quality of his work is just jumped up. So you do, Shaykh will know, alright, what's your occupation, how you occupy it, and he'll give some recommendation, do this much. And you mustn't ask him, but Shaykh, you told him to do so much, and why me so little, right? He knows your energy level, he knows your mental capacity, he knows how you occupy it. So he'll recommend something that is suited for you. But now, with him, inshallah, all will go to the same end, inshallah.
تمکین کی تعریف اور اس کے حصول کا طریقہ. ارشاد, ذاکر کو انقلابات احوال و کیفیات سے بالکل قطع کرنا چاہیے. مقصود دو امر کو رکھنا چاہیے, دوام اطاعت و کثرت ذکر. استقامت کے ساتھ اس طرح مشغول رہنے سے حسب استعداد اخیر میں مناسب حالت محمود پر قرار ہو جاتا ہے, جس کو اصطلاح تصوف میں تمکین کہتے ہیں.
So it's a big mistake, right? So the one that is in dini work, right, tasawwuf, he mustn't wait to see an experience. Mustn't wait for an experience. Some karamat, or some light, or some dream. Right? So he mustn't wait for all these things. Yeah. It's wrong. It's a big mistake. There are people now starting in now with zikr now. وَيَنْتَزِرُ الْيُنْزَلُ عَلَيَّ الْوَحِي. Start from now, when the wahi is going to come? When Jibreel will come to me, right? So that's a big mistake. So that's not the idea here. Do your work, right? These experiences are not the goal. Then according to your capacity, according to your energy level, Allah Ta'ala will let you settle at a certain level, right? He will settle you at a certain level. So different people, like different departments, so you will appoint people on different departments. So what he was cut out for, Allah Ta'ala will place him there. Right. What he is cut out for, Allah Ta'ala will place him there. Right. So for example now, he is cut out to be an orator. So Allah Ta'ala will place him there and give him qarar in that. In that he will be settled. Zikr, his Quran Sharif, his crying will be very well settled in that. So the idea is to get yourself settled in your zikr, in your Quran Sharif, all that. So two things are the requirements here, right? Two things. Remember, not these experiences. One is to be in a continuous state of obedience, zahiran and batinan. You know, I told you, you asking Allah, let me behave. So is that wrong? Crying. So batinan also you write, right? Zahiran also you write. So in a continuous state of itaat. I saw his fancy car and I'm regretful, remorseful of my self-effort. So you're not content. The idea was to be happy with the decree of Allah. What is kept for you? You're happy. You're working. No, you're not working. But what Allah has decreed for you, satisfied, you're happy, and you're content with what He's given you. Not why He's got this and I don't have it. Why He's going for that holidays, I'm not going. Why He's got this type of a fortune, I don't have it. That is not the fortune. You think you've got a fortune, as you've got a fortune. That's not the fortune. So one is to be in a state of thought all the time. Zahiran and Batiran. The second goal, this is the first goal. Second goal is to be in a state of zikr all the time. Not ghaflat, what? That is why the only command throughout the Quran Sharif that is to be done in excessive measure. Zikran kaseera, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So these are the two goals. One is being in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and number two, kasratu zikr, right? That's why I say the Jamaat is like an excellent training ground. Excellent training ground for the senior, but provided you use your time correctly. Like I say, in the old it was asr to maghrib was just zikr time. So keep it to that. So whichever time is for zikr, just keep it to that. And do it diligently. Zikr, Quran Sharif, tilawat, crying. Right? The time is the same, but also the routine to get up at tahajjud and doing some ma'amul at that time. Quran Sharif, all that. Right? So what was your original pattern, don't shift away from that. Replacing with tea, biscuits and ice cream, all that, right, after sir, it happened. But as I say, the stomach is going to be overworked. And the next day you're looking for we had that assorted, right? Tomorrow we've got lemon cream there coming. And the next day he brings some ice cream. So the whole mashwara, whole jamaat will be about that. For designated times, see that the zikr, Quran should be done properly in that time. There was one Jamaat came here from Surat some many years ago, about 30 years ago. It was a master sahab. In India, the school teacher is called a master sahab. Simple person, he'll do all the smiling face. He doesn't get upset. All the activities, gush, talim, all that. But he would, not a hafiz, not a mullah, but he would do one khatam every day. You know, that type of Jamaat has a different effect. The zikr is done, Quran Sharif is done, dua is made, crying to Allah, only talking within the 6 points, nothing beyond that. But the effect of the Jamaat is not the talk, see. It's a combined fikr and zikr, and with that combined zikr and fikr, then the words that come out, then that has an effect. So remember that. The whole Jamaat is filled with zikr, crying, fikr, and dua. And now he's a spokesman. So he's like expressing all your concern. So that is the whole thing. So here again, the whole idea is to be in the path of Allah Ta'ala at any given time. Even you are alone, the toilet, right? There too, you're not unmindful of the commands of Allah Ta'ala that are directed to you. So one is taat, one is Dawam zikr. Allah Tawfiq.